Which markets are worth targeting, which require language investment, and what to expect from the floor when you get there. This article is not a directory of every casino in Europe. It is a working guide to the European casino landscape as it is relevant to casino professionals, what each market looks like, what it requires, and what it offers in return. The goal is to help you make informed decisions about where to focus your applications rather than to list venues. The landscape has shifted in recent years, the most notable shift for anyone who worked with Casino Cosmopol in Sweden. The Swedish parliament voted to abolish land-based casino gaming in the country, and the final Casino Cosmopol location in Stockholm closed permanently on April 24, 2025. Sweden now has no land-based casinos, and no other operator will be licensed to fill the gap. For the many casino professionals who built part of their careers there, it was a real loss. Casino Cosmopol was one of the better employers the industry produced. What remains in Scandinavia for land-based casino work is Denmark and Finland, covered below. Scandinavia. Denmark. Denmark is the strongest remaining option in the Scandinavian market and one of the stronger employers in European casino gaming overall. All 7 licensed casinos operate under Casinos Austria International. The working conditions, compensation structure, and management quality are consistently above average, and the Feriepenge system, holiday pay accumulated at 12.5% of monthly salary and paid at vacation time, is a real financial benefit that most of Europe does not offer. A separate article covers Denmark and Casino Austria in detail. It is worth reading before you apply. One thing to note about the Danish floor, the influence of the German casino school is visible in some of the bets you will encounter. The zero game, sometimes called zero spiel, and final number bets are present alongside the standard French-style European roulette vocabulary, voisin de zéro, tir du cylindre and orphelin, that you would find in any European casino. Knowing these is not difficult, but knowing they exist before your first shift avoids the brief confusion of encountering an unfamiliar call. Finland. Finland has casinos, but they require Finnish language proficiency to work in. Given how narrow the use of Finnish is outside Finland itself, this market is effectively closed to most international professionals. Not worth pursuing unless you already speak the language. Germany and the German Casino School. Germany has a well-developed casino market with strong working conditions, solid pay, and regulatory stability. The big requirement is German. Without it, the market is not accessible, and unlike some countries where a basic conversational level is acceptable, German casinos generally expect professional-level competence in the language from the point of employment. This is not a soft requirement. What makes the investment worthwhile is that the German casino school produces a particular and widely respected style of casino dealing, precise, formal, and immediately recognizable. Dealers trained in this school carry a professional mark that transfers well across European markets. The zero game, finale plain, finale cheval, and the structured betting vocabulary of the German tradition appear wherever German casino operators or German-trained management have influence, which includes Switzerland, Austria, Hungary, and parts of the Netherlands. For anyone willing to put serious time into German language learning, Germany is a strong, long-term target. The conditions justify the investment. Switzerland. Switzerland follows the German casino school and, like Germany, requires German. However, the bar at point of entry is somewhat lower. Some Swiss operations accept applications from candidates with a foundational level of German, provided there is a credible plan to improve quickly. Colleagues who have worked in Switzerland consistently report strong working conditions and good pay. If your German is developing rather than absent, Switzerland is worth approaching. The Netherlands. Holland Casino holds the legal monopoly on casino gaming in the Netherlands and operates 13 properties across the country. As an employer, it offers a well-structured package, union-governed pay, a 37-hour working week, and holiday pay at 8.3% of salary. The challenge is the recruitment model. Most new dealer hires come through agencies rather than directly, and the Dutch employment system allows agencies to cycle staff through rolling contracts for up to 3 years before the permanent contract question arises, at which point many agencies end the arrangement. A separate article covers this in detail. Read it before you engage with any Dutch casino agency. France. French casinos require French. This is consistent and non-negotiable across the market. France has a sizable casino industry, both the traditional urban casinos and a large number of resort-style properties along the coasts and in alpine regions, but none of it is accessible without the language. A future article, informed by colleagues working in France, will cover this market in more detail. Central Europe, Poland and Hungary. Hungary had a period of strong activity in poker rooms that attracted large numbers of casino professionals from across Europe. The pay was good at its peak, and the Budapest poker room scene in particular drew experienced dealers from many markets. That period has largely passed. Regulatory changes in Eastern European markets tend to be unpredictable, and the professionals who went for the poker room opportunities have mostly moved on to more stable positions. Hungarian table game dealing, particularly in the established casinos, shows clear German school influence, precise mechanics, structured procedures, and a presentation that looks immediately recognizable and polished to anyone trained in that tradition. Poland. Poland comes up frequently in conversations with European casino professionals, and not always positively. Without drawing firm conclusions from anecdotal reports, it is worth noting that Polish casino professionals encountered internationally have often been looking to leave the market rather than recommending it. The reasons vary, and experiences differ across operators. If you are considering Poland, direct research and conversation with people currently working there is more informative than general reputation. Southeast Europe, Bulgaria, Romania, Greece, and Cyprus. Bulgaria and Romania operate broadly within European casino norms, standard European roulette with voisin, tiers, orphelins, and neighbor bets, but with a noticeably more relaxed approach to procedural adherence than you would find in Northern or Western European operations. This is not a universal description, and individual casinos vary, but the general character of the market is less rigid than Germany, Denmark, or Switzerland. The clientele is predominantly local, with a subset of heavier players at certain properties. Both markets see regular visitors from Israel and Turkey, countries where casino gaming is restricted or prohibited, which creates table dynamics worth understanding before you arrive. Greece. Greece has a limited casino market in terms of volume and opportunity. It is not a main target for most professionals looking to build a career in European land-based gaming. Cyprus. Cyprus is a different story. The island has a sizable number of casinos and poker rooms, and the market is active enough to offer real employment opportunities. Pay for dealers in Cyprus is generally sufficient to live comfortably, and for couples working together, the financial position is stronger. A dual income in Cyprus creates real room for saving alongside a decent quality of life. The same pattern of Israeli and Turkish visitors observed in Bulgaria and Romania applies here. Cyprus is geographically closer and draws considerable weekend traffic from both communities. Understanding the betting culture and expectations that come with those player groups is useful preparation. The European floor, what to expect. One observation that applies across all of these markets and is worth stating directly. European roulette is the game that defines the experience of working in European land-based casinos. The heavy roulette sessions that characterize certain European casino environments, particularly in markets with experienced, knowledgeable clientele, are unlike what most dealers encounter on ships or in more casual gaming environments. This is not a warning against pursuing European casino work, it is calibration. The first time you run a table where multiple experienced players are simultaneously placing complex combination bets across voisin tiers, orphelins, neighbors, and the German school editions, zero spiel finals and the rest. While tracking the visual layout and calling and paying everything at pace, the cognitive load is real. It becomes natural with time and repetition, but the first exposure is demanding in a way that practicing in a training environment does not prepare you for. Everything else on a European casino floor, blackjack, baccarat, punto banco, poker, tends to feel straightforward by comparison once you have found your footing on roulette. The game is the benchmark. Get comfortable on it, and the rest of the floor follows. Europe is a continent with a lot of casinos and a lot of variation in what they offer. The language requirements are the main gating factor in most of the stronger markets. Where the language is not a barrier, Denmark, Cyprus, parts of Switzerland, the conditions tend to be worth the effort of getting there.